Contemporary gospel composers stretching the boundaries. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's a gonna trouble the water.
Like most aspects of African American culture, the gospel music legacy is marked by change and evolution. Some of the most dynamic changes occur across generations as the younger members of the community enter the tradition, creating and performing sacred music on their own terms. Our program looks at a few of the many contemporary composers who are taking gospel through its latest evolutionary stage. We begin with one of the pivotal voices from the late 60s and early 70s, Andre Crouch.
Gospel music, to me, and the Bible, the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. My music will always talk about Jesus, and I want to be known as one that carries the word of Jesus.
Andre Crouch from Los Angeles, California. Crouch came out of the powerful Church of God in Christ family, headed by his uncle, Bishop Samuel Crouch. He grew up with music and worship all around him. He began to play piano at 11 years of age without a lesson, except for playing on a cardboard keyboard. Though known as a contemporary composer, Andre is comfortable with traditional forms. This is demonstrated by some of his early work, such as The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, which he wrote at the age of 14. In his current work, Crouch continues to pull from the full range of his environment with little attention to secular or sacred music boundaries.
To be
My Light by Andre Crouch, which uses very strong, soulful harmonies. Gospel composers are often also singers who form their own ensembles and choirs to perform their compositions. And these performing groups provide rich ground for the development of new composers and songwriters. This was the case with the Disciples, formed by Crouch during the 1970s, with a wonderful singer as a member, Danny Bell Hall.
I'm Danny Bell Hall, and I'm probably best known as a contemporary gospel songwriter. I wrote the song Ordinary People, and I often use the phrase, I like you, you're just ordinary, plain old ordinary people. A lot of the songs that I write, I try to be encouraging. I try to speak to the underdog, and I try to speak words that are encouraging to them. And basically, is the notion is you can achieve whatever it is that God has in mind for you, has planned for you, simply by yielding your life to Him.
Just ordinary people.
Just ordinary people.
Ordinary People, composed and performed by Danny Bell Hall. Edwin Hawkins' name is synonymous with contemporary gospel, beginning with his breakthrough new setting of the hymn, Oh Happy Day, during the late 60s. Since that beginning, he has continued to write, perform, and with members of his family, formed the Hawkins Music and Art Seminar to teach and affirm the new community of contemporary gospel music. We're listening to the 1993 Mass Choir of the seminar performing If You Love Me. Gospel is a community music and is often a family tradition. This is certainly true of the Hawkins from Northern California. They grew up in the church and developed their music talents in the gospel choir. Edwin Hawkins is joined by his brother Walter Hawkins as a strong, talented composer and gospel choir director.
I consider myself prone to lean toward a traditional sound because that's what I grew up with, you know, and I like it. And so on a given day, I'm a traditional writer or the next day I'm contemporary. It just depends on what I'm feeling. And I try not to confine myself to either mold.
Walter Hawkins' compositions always feature a strong choir sound. On notes for his 1975 Love Alive recording, Andre Crouch called him one of the greatest choir arrangers working. One of the songs that became a part of most contemporary community choir repertoires during the 70s was Hawkins' Going Up Yonder, led by Tremaine Hawkins. Going Up Yonder, composed by Walter Hawkins, with lead vocals by Tremaine Hawkins. The success of the Hawkins created a wave of excitement within young African Americans searching for their voice in gospel music. On the East Coast, Howard University became one of the strongest centers for contemporary gospel music. Singer, pianist, and composer Richard Smallwood studied at Howard during the late 60s and was greatly moved and influenced by the music of the Hawkins. In his compositions, Smallwood blends traditional gospel with his Euroclassical music training to create his own sound. One of his most popular works is Center of My Joy.
That song was written by myself and Bill and Gloria Gaither. And I remember we walked in the room and he said, I don't know what we're going to write. He said, I've got a idea for a song that has to do with Jesus being the center of my life, or Jesus being the center of my existence, or, you know, Jesus being the nucleus of whatever I am. What do you hear if I say that? And immediately the melody came. And it's really strange because a lot of times in writing, sometimes it's a hard process because sometimes you're not really satisfied with the melody and you keep changing it. Sometimes it takes a month, you know, or maybe a year sometimes before you're really satisfied with the song. This song just flowed out and we were just being like an electrical conduit or something that we were just being used. You know, it was that type of thing. And I remember after we wrote it, I remember tears just came to my eyes because I knew that the Lord had given us something special.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all.
In the simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Oh,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
That's good.
All that's good and perfect comes from you.
You're the heart of my contentment.
Oh,
You are the center of my joy, Richard Smallwood and the Richard Smallwood Singers. Like the gospel pioneers Charles Albert Tenley, Lucy Campbell, Thomas Dorsey, and William Herbert Brewster, today's composers often create works out of their personal experiences. Stephen Roberts of Northern California and a member of the staff of the Gospel Music Workshop of America talked about the source of his composition, He'll Never Let You Down.
Say about 10 years ago, had a good friend of mine. We were communicating about some things, and all of a sudden, they disappeared. And they had become my best friend. They had just disappeared, and I didn't know where, I didn't know how, didn't know anything. Never talked to them again, ran into them maybe 2 years. So, but in that meantime, in losing my best friend, I wrote a song called He'll Never Let You Down. The song said, a brother will let go of your hand. A sister will seldom understand. A mother can't always dry your tear. A father can't always be there. Even your best friend can't be found. But then there's Jesus. He'll never let you down. And that was one of my songs in the 1980s, and it came from feeling let down.
A brother will let go your hand. Sister will seldom understand. Mother can't always dry your tears, and father at times can't be there. Oh,
You've got family all around you, but yet you're so alone. The telephone rings, but there is no good news. Everything seems wrong. No matter what you do.
You Down, composed by Stephen Roberts and rendered in a moving performance by Darryl Coley from Los Angeles, California, a formidable composer in his own right.
And Darryl, his albums that he has recorded, they have many influences.
Gospel producer and DJ Don Edwards Miller.
Some of his songs are real jazz oriented. Structure, and of course we're in a more contemporary era now where the music has become more contemporary
almost like R&B pop.
Ricky Grundy, based in Los Angeles, is a composer who works strongly in the shout tradition. Grundy physically does not take up much space, but he's a brilliant pianist and is pure fire as a choir director. Grundy talked about his music, which he called traditional urban gospel.
Which is a cross connection between traditional music using the urban elements, okay, the current styles of instrumentation. And yet, using traditional lyrics, enhancing them so that we say the same thing, but it's just on another page, a different picture, a different way to say it.
Composed by Ricky Grundy, performed by Ricky Grundy, and the Ricky Grundy Chorale.
It's not so important where the music has gone too. I think what's more important is, first of all, reaching our listeners, because we're at age also where our younger listeners aren't necessarily going to church like we did. And so we try to reach more people who we know are not going to church by reaching them right where they are, and then making sure that the message of the song is so profound that they have to stop, listen. Once they get past the music, then maybe somebody will listen and say, oh, this is positive. I need this in my life.
But it's not over yet.
Take 6 comes out of the Seventh-day Adventist a cappella harmony tradition. A special note on their recording states, "We, the members of Take 6, are strong advocates of healthy living, and we do not participate in the use of advertising of alcohol, tobacco products, or illicit drugs." And as musicians from the younger generation, they push the quartet sound with more secular sounds drawn from jazz, pop, vocal, and instrumental traditions. This is demonstrated by the song we're listening to, I L-O-V-E U.
My name is Alvin Chia. I sing bass with the group Take 6. We were always a Christian group. So that was kind of understood. It was just a question of what form it was going to come in. And it's not till we put out our album that the media started calling us jazz and big band stylings and a cappella, pop jazz, and all of that kind of stuff. I never thought of it like that. It was just singing with the guys, a cappella, you know, kind of like quartet, but just a little fatter harmonies. But we were always going to sing gospel music.
Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, rest unto your souls.
Take Six and their unique musical treatment of the biblical verse, "Come Unto Me."
Yo, what's up?
The Winans, another contemporary male harmony group, comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. And they introduce us to another great family of gospel singers. This is one of their most popular songs, "It's Time," created by Marvin and Carvin Winans, assisted by rhythm and blues producers Teddy Riley and Bernard Bell.
Yo, Marv, kick it for me one time.
I'm Jackie Gales Webb, and I'm a gospel music announcer for 96.3 WHUR in Washington, D.C. I remember emceeing a Winans concert. The lights went out, and they were about to come on, and the next thing we knew, there was all this smoke from dry ice. And I remember thinking, wow, this at a gospel concert. And they were dressed like, you know, the Temptations. It was a real big commercial production, but when they started singing and they started praising God and the audience was with them, it was a spiritual experience. They were having church.
Marvin Winans is one of the strongest songwriters among a family of songwriters. His works include songs like Millions and Ain't No Need to Worry. Gospel music producer and announcer Don Edwards Miller.
Marvin Winans is one of the best writers, gospel writers on the planet. But, you know, Marvin's songs, you really got to listen to, because Marvin's songs, they take you into another realm. They take you to another place. You know, you got to put some thought and concentration into Marvin's writing.
I'd say right now, my favorite song that I written would probably be "He Said Go and Sin No More."
Marvin Winans.
The song is very, to me, it just touches me. It envelops the essence of what Christ is about. That even though we may have problems, weaknesses within ourselves, He doesn't condemn. He only forgives. Of their own.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, comes another force in gospel, John P. Key. Key can work in any form of the African-American sacred music tradition. He's also very much at home with contemporary gospel.
His music is funky. It's 90s. It's synthesized. It's hip hop. It's house. It speaks the musical language for kids in the 90s.
I think contemporary music is here to stay. I think it does have lasting power.
Rodina Preston is the director of the Mass Choir of the Gospel Music Workshop of America.
Just because a songwriter is young, it doesn't mean that he can't write a traditional song, or if he writes a contemporary song, that it doesn't have a sound message. So I think the writers now are more conscious about having their music scripturally sound and based, and that way the music, their arrangements, whatever, will last. Contemporary gospel composers stretching the boundaries.
This program is a part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams. The technical director is Renee Pringle. Production staff Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Tawan Mercer. We extend special thanks to Injamili Carol Rollins, Ev Grimes, Ted Mebane, WYCB, and NPR member stations WPLN and KQED. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley Lewis, and I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Copies of Wade in the Water are not currently available, but we're polling audience interest. If you want these programs on CD or cassette, please call 1-800-923-3426. Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.